Welcome to the Sandler Training Hour. Every week we get together and discuss some of the Sandler hot takes, as it were. Just quick little sayings that sort of, if you keep in your pocket, can really generate results. And so this week, Jim, what is our rule to take away?
It's okay to fail.
It's okay to fail. How do you
That's
feel
a
about
hard
that?
one, actually, I think. At least it was initially. The first time I heard that from Sandler, I thought I was just brand new to the program, and I thought, it can't be right. My dad raised me, there's no such thing as failure.
It's been a, I think, a roller coaster in a lot of ways, based on what generation you're in, how you feel about failure for sure. It seems like for a long time, failure was literally not an option. And along with that, everyone believed if you weren't making the American dream, it was just because you were one of those rare people who are out on their luck.
You weren't working hard enough. You weren't applying yourself.
Yeah, the whole idea was, some people just felt like if only they could try harder or do the right thing, then maybe they could get the results that they want. But it's not the reality. Like, you can't force yourself into success no matter how hard you try, because success isn't just a lever to hit periodically. It's an ongoing action. It's like a verb, successing. Might be a useful term.
What are you doing? Oh, I'm successing. Is that a new word? You've coined a new phrase for failure.
Yeah,
That didn't work out so good. Yeah, but I'm successing.
and just to say with verbs, I mean, these are things that are ongoing, and success isn't limited to like one experience. You're not just suddenly successful, you are doing it all along the way. And really, when it comes to failure, we talk about success because the idea that failure exists is counterintuitive to what success is, which is success is the outcome from multiple attempts at and failures generally.
I think the other myth about success is just the word itself implies a destiny. Okay, I've succeeded. But really, have we? I mean, success is a journey, right? It's a journey to improvement, to development, to things are going well or things are going poorly. You're still on a journey, and there are times in our lives when we are going to be faced with setbacks, some of them hugely significant. And if we view those as I have failed or I'm not successful, it kind of leads us to a dead end.
Well, and it's such a time-bound way of thinking that's not very valuable to say that. And by which I mean, like, yes, time goes in a line. We're all projecting forward. But to experience failure as an event is to say that there's no after it. And there's always an after. Everything that you do, there's a follow-up to the action that you've done. One of the interesting things you can think about is that until you really have an idea of what you can't do, you can't see yourself. There's a lot of people out there who have like very delusional views of who they are, and those delusions don't do them any favors about what the future holds for them or for anyone else. It's just they become stuck in a time trap where they can see themselves only through that lens, and it doesn't pay off.
No, and if you think about failing as a series of events, it's not something that's one and done. It's a stairstep to growth.
You use the image of a plateau a lot, which I like.
And recognizing that, we all have our quippy sayings that we use to get us through tough times. This too shall pass.
Let it go.
It is what it is.
We are people, don't change stuff like that. These aphorisms or adages that are grounded in some, like, they're cliche, but there's the reason cliches stick around is because there's truth in a cliche.
And the danger in the cliche is the passivity that may go along with it.
Oh, just like the acceptance of it.
Yeah, it's the acceptance of it, and rather than proactively learning from it, how many times do we go through events that are questionable, or the outcome wasn't quite what we wanted? And we just keep bowling ahead. And maybe I should be speaking in first person, because that's my tendency, is to just, I'll just do it harder. I'll just try more. I'll just work harder, as opposed to pausing and saying, okay, now that wasn't quite the outcome I wanted.
Yeah.
Where was my perspective need to be challenged? You know,
Yeah.
what did I miss earlier on? I mean, when you're mentoring or developing or coaching a coworker, a team member, even yourself, you know, we make a decision that doesn't turn out right, AKA fail, and then we work to make it a good decision. That doesn't necessarily take into account the power of learning from the decisions I made. And I think very often, it's because we don't acknowledge what choice did I made that got me to this place.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of actually perfectionists end up being incapable of taking action because they're so consumed by the idea of the guaranteed failure at the end of a choice that they make. And part of it, like you're talking about, you really don't reach perfection unless you're trying in the first place. So there's got to be some sort of middle ground that you can hit. And I think it's true that the middle ground that you eventually find has to do with a mixture of frustration and grace. Learning to fail is learning to give yourself grace, I think.
No, I think that's actually profound. I think it's very hard for us to extend grace, I think, to ourselves. At least it is for me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm my own worst critic, and to see failure as, rather than an event, it's a process. The whole terminology kind of loses its sting when you see it as a journey. It's just
Yeah.
like the mythology of Thomas Edison having over 1,000 attempts at finding a filament that would work for a light bulb. Rather than looking at it as a failure, he looked at it as 1,000 things that won't work.
Yeah. And that whole mindset allows for you to push past because we all know, I mean, the idea that true success requires 10,000 hours, right? None of us, or at least I hope that there's only a limited amount of people who are delusional about the amount of work that is required to achieve success. But none of us are going around trying to delude ourselves. But I think to your point, when we're driving with intention, when we're engaging the world in a way that's focused on opportunities, then failure no longer becomes a period. It becomes a transition to the next opportunity. So, like Thomas Edison, he knew something would work. And so, as long as you can figure out that there's something that will work, you give yourself permission to try because you're not stuck, or at least your thinking's not stuck. And that's the biggest risk. When you're thinking stuck and you start thinking poorly, then you stop getting the results that you need.
To that point, our definition of success may actually be a trap.
Yeah.
If I see success as clearly, narrowly defined as achieving this, and I fall short of that, I miss everything that I could have or did learn on the journey to get there. And I may have actually exchanged, in reality, a greater success than that which I had envisioned originally. So I think one of the things that we just need to all remember is success is a malleable thing,
Yeah.
as well as failure, and we're all on a journey. And I think, to your point, learning to celebrate the journey, I think, is far more healthy.
Yeah, you're certainly not going to learn to celebrate failure, but at least give yourself permission to think about failure differently and you'll be feeling better about it. Anyways, that's us it's here at Sandwich Training. You found us somehow, so if you're looking for more information about who we are and what we do, scroll to the bottom of this page and take a look. It should have our email addresses as well as our website, and we'd love to hear from you.
Have a great week.